Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
In the NoCo is supported by Blue Federal Credit Union, with locations from Denver to Cheyenne, helping members tap into the power of community. More information at bluefcu.com.
Oh, Friday morning, dogs rising for the big stretch. Is my coffee done? You're listening to In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Friday, April 26th. I'm Erin O'Toole. And there's a reason I kick things off today with a haiku. We're closing out the week with a celebration of National Poetry Month. Now, we put a call out to our listeners at the beginning of April for submissions of 8-word poems, and lots of you responded. We'll hear a few of them in this episode. For me, as someone who loves the written word, but who clearly still finds poetry a bit of a mystery, I decided to track down someone who has dedicated his life to bringing poetry to Northern Colorado. So I headed over to Wolverine Farm Public House in the River District of Fort Collins. It's a unique and creative space with a co-working office, a lively coffee shop, a volunteer-run bookstore, and a couple of comfy sort of hidden nooks.
Well, welcome to our poetry room. Probably the best room in Fort Collins, full of just books of poetry. Couple thousand books of poetry.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite room.
Yep, you heard that right. There is a whole room here where the walls are lined with volumes of poetry and one comfy chair to sit and read in. And that voice you heard is Wolverine Farm's founder and director, Todd Simmons. In 2002, he left his day job as a social scientist with the National Park Service and moved to Fort Collins with the intention to focus full-time on writing and poetry.
I went to school at the University of Kansas for environmental science, graduated, quickly got out in the field with National Park Service, Forest Service, really getting into the conservation world. And a couple years into that, found out that I don't fit that well in the bureaucratic machine, and I jettisoned myself into the world of literature.
And just the fact that you left one career to start a career in writing and literature and poetry tells me that this is something that you hold very dear. Could you talk about the importance of the arts in our lives and poetry in particular?
Yeah, I think the literary arts have super rich history, creative expression, and the ability to communicate and give voice is something that, you know, people are innately drawn to do. And as for myself, you know, I've always worked out, you know, bouts of depression or bouts of feeling insignificant or unsure of myself. I've always worked out moments of doubt through writing and through giving voice to my thoughts and emotions. And it's a healthy practice. It's something that, you know, a lot of people are drawn to do, but then they're scared of maybe taking it to the next level or scared of criticism. And anytime that you're able to get out, work out some of the voices in your head or some of the demons in your head through any creative act, it's such a release and such a welcome relief that it's really important and it means a lot, even if it never reaches an audience. And the audience is a whole other thing. You know, the creative, the generative part of writing is enough for some folks, and they do it for its own rewards. But then to push it forward into a public sphere takes a lot of courage, and you learn a lot about yourself and your own writing by sharing it with others and being open and being vulnerable. I remember my first poetry reading. It was shortly after I moved to Fort Collins in 2002, and I was terrified. I mean, I could barely hold the paper in my hand to read, but I got through it, you know, and it wasn't awful, and I did another one and another one, and I gradually became to enjoy the performance part of literature and poetry, but I still much prefer just the writing itself, yeah.
A lot of the submissions that we received are kind of centered around environmental themes, or they talk about nature, which
I think makes sense in terms of beauty. We expect poetry to kind of expound upon something that is beautiful.
Catkins dangle, swing themselves free, await the greening.
Unsheltered car, your windshield grace with crystal artwork.
But I think it's interesting, too, to talk about nature being endangered from threats of climate change.
I mean, poetry is sort of a special beast in the world of literature. I mean, it often strips away everything that isn't necessary, and it distills everything down into sometimes just a few words. And I think that really speaks to us ancestrally, and it speaks to us on a lot of different levels that science can't really touch. I think poetry married with science often is extremely beneficial to do. We recently, in the last few years, published a book of poems where the poets had to use scientific papers and distill the scientific papers down into poems. And it really sheds a whole new light on the data and how science can manipulate the world. And, you know, poetry is a manipulation of the world in itself. And so it's a really distilled version of what we experience.
Kind of a different way to get at the data, I guess.
Yeah, I think it just reaches us on a level that we can't quite articulate, but we know that it means something important.
So we also had a lot of young people submit their own poems, which is great.
8 words is all we can possibly say.
Life, so interesting, so vast, slowly being destroyed.
I'm wondering your thoughts on the importance of younger people learning about poetry, learning to enjoy and appreciate poetry.
Oh, it's invaluable. I mean, I think poetry should definitely be a huge part of any child's education. And, you know, I think a lot of adults who don't read poetry is probably because they're scared of it and never quite learned how to appreciate it. You know, with any literature, it's always about timing and when you come into contact with the work. You know, the sooner we can get books of poems into kids' hands and get them to appreciate how that style of literature works, you know, the better for all humanity.
That was Todd Simmons, the founder and director of Wolverine Farm Publishing. On our way out today, we wanted to share one more poetry submission that really stuck with us.
Hi guys, this is David Hume from Larimer County Jail. Tragically hopeful, ignite the wick, lie in repose.
We appreciate David for sharing that poem with us. Earlier in the episode, we heard from Virginia Schultz from Gold Hill and Beth Chilson of Fort Collins, and from Catherine and Wyatt, both students at Rivendell School in Fort Collins. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted a poem to help us commemorate National Poetry Month. You can read and listen to more poems and see photos of Wolverine Farm at our website, kunc.org. And if you didn't get a chance to submit your own poem, please feel free to do so. You can email us at noco@kunc.org. That is it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back next week with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. Ariel Lavery is our producer. I'm your host, Erin O'Toole. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.